Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Dork Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rig Von Digg. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I tell you, it'd be a lot better if my camera wasn't all friggity frackety again. What's up with that? It's like I'm here, right?
Yep.
The camera was working not a moment ago.
That's right.
As soon as we decided to go live, it get all choppy.
Son of a bitch.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it has to do with the connection. It has to be the connection because my shit's fine.
It's not.
No, not in this case. It's not. I think the audio is fine. So this might be a better podcast than it is a YouTube viewing.
I'm still there.
You're there.
I'm just frozen.
Frozen?
Yeah.
There's like a little photo of you. You look like $1 million, $1,010,000. You get the Pats hoodie on. He was that little Team USA hockey hat. Loving it. Loving that.
Wait a minute. Are they saying I'm back?
No. That might be confusing. Okay. I played a drop. You no, Davey sounds fine.
I sound fine. My shit's fine. As we said.
Like, I feel like I'm talking normally.
Again, that was a cut. Davey actually sounds fine for this episode, this double dork. Hopefully everybody had a nice Halloween and everything, right? You have a nice little Halloween?
It was a nice little Halloween. Yeah, it was kind of a weird day. But we had a nice day. The kids, they had a nice time.
Good.
You know, we'll get to my day before Halloween when we get to my dedicated minute.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good. I get all the almond joy. What is it, the candy in your house that your kids don't eat that you'll get? You have one of those?
You know what? It's funny. Cece used to eat like none of the candy, didn't give a shit about any of it. She loved trick or treating, but didn't want the candy. And then it was like, have whatever you want. Now it's like she tries a little bit of everything. Georgie would eat all of it if you allowed her to. So, no, I just sort of pick and choose. Like, I had a whole sleeve of Starburst the other night. I'll eat, you know, a lot of the non-chocolate stuff I usually scoop down. So, yeah. But you're the Almond Joy guy?
Almond Joy and Mounds come my way. No one else eats them.
Wow.
I think they're delicious.
Yeah. It's good. It's nice to have.
You're not a coconut guy.
No, I'm not wild about it. I do like a coconut donut, though. That is one thing about me. I love a coconut donut.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I'm gonna let this camera breathe for a little bit. See what shakes out. You know,
you're there. Yeah, that's all that matters.
That's all we care about. Yeah. Watch the next one. It'll be fine. Like nothing's wrong.
Yeah,
which I'm looking forward
to. Actually, that did happen one time, right? The second episode we did, you were just like the same guy.
Totally up.
Yeah. Hey, we had a great time on Saturday. Our buddy DJ from the Brightside Home Theater podcast did his second annual 25-hour live stream. So he was on for 25 consecutive hours. And he decided, the good guy that he is, he was going to help raise money for Davey's Movember. So it's a good segue into this. But so YouTube doesn't allow you to go on for 25 straight hours. It allows you to stream in 8-hour clips. So if you go to the Brightside Home Theater YouTube page, Davey was on from like 8 to 9:15. I was on from
9:20. Yep.
9:20. I was on like 9 to like 10:30. So if you want to go back and find, so we overlapped for a little bit. He was on before that, I was on after, but great dude. 25 hours. I don't think I could do it. I think it'd be fun, and he has a lot of different guests coming on. We talked about it last week. Like it's a great endeavor, and we got in. He had already been on for 15 hours, and like it did not seem like he was on for 15 hours.
No, he was. And again, I asked him, like, is there any training that you do for this kind of thing? And he's like, no, I usually go to bed late, but he's like, I just started getting up like a little bit earlier every day, like leading up to it. So, you know, you're pretty much sleep deprived. And we talked when we crossed over, we were talking like how deep into that you and I would have gotten before we just called it quits.
Yeah.
I could go for maybe 6 hours and I'd be pushing it.
Yeah. We did a subathon. We were on for a while. That was probably at least 3 hours.
Yeah, but that wasn't nearly 25.
Nope.
Like not even sniffing it.
You gotta run a 5K before you can do a marathon, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we should do a subathon again, not to steal a DJ. What DJ does is phenomenal. And like his podcast, he is the reigning Dorky Award winner for Podcast of the Year.
He did take home Podcast of the Year. Yeah.
If you ever anything having to do like technical audio, visual components to your household, please check that podcast out. Like, I can't tell you like how detailed that is.
Oh, it's great. Crazy. Well, no, and funny story is like, I told this on the podcast, but I reached out to DJ just to ask him like input on what he thinks I could do or what I could get for my Dragon's Lair, like how I could set this thing up with surround sound and all that shit. And long story short, he was here like less than a month later and he like installed it for me. okay. Now we're cooking with gas. Now I love watching shit here and never leaving. But the good news is, Ryan, so he is doing this and it's perfect timing. It helps kick off Movember. For the listeners to the Dork Podcast, you are well aware of how involved Davey has been over the years. The link is up on his Twitter and everywhere else. And we got to talk about this because we have an anonymous listener, a great listener to the show. Yes. I don't want to rank listeners, but he's probably in the top one. And he is willing to match donations. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not even match donations. What he said this year was he is going to, if you just post a photo, and this is what I want to ask you, what should the hashtag be that we use?
Oh, I mean, that's a good question.
Because he was basically saying every time somebody posts a picture with like a mustache and then maybe like we obviously encourage donations, but if you can't and you just want to get the word out, this anonymous supporter of Movember is going to donate up to $2,000. He said like $100 a tweet basically or $100 an Instagram post if you tag us in it. And so we will take them up on that.
I'll kick it off on Twitter. I'll kick it off on Twitter. Just do like a thread. Just respond to it with a picture of you with a mustache. But the hashtag. That's
good. Yep.
What should the hashtag be like? I don't know. Any weird name for a mustache?
You got the cookie duster.
It's the cookie duster, the soup strainer.
Soup strainer, the Raleigh fingers. What else you got? The old push broom. The old,
let me see, names, weird names for a mustache. Let's Google it right now.
This could be dangerous. This could be
a
dangerous.
No, I want it to get weird. I want it to get a little bit weird. How about a dirt squirrel?
I think dirt squirrel's good.
Dirt squirrel is pretty good.
Yeah.
55 slang words.
Tag Davey, tag Movember, tag Dork Podcast, and use the hashtag dirt squirrel. And
about mouth merkin.
Honestly, I think use whatever funny mustache tag you want, but make sure you put us in it, and then we'll get that And then that'll be $100.
Oh, there's some great ones here. How about a snot mop?
I kind of like dirt squirrel.
I like dirt squirrel too.
All right, so get your dirt squirrels in.
The old fanny duster.
Yeah, get them in here. Mouth Merkin. Yep. Hash King in the chat likes Mouth Merkin. Send them. Send them in, and we will get those. You'll be done. So donate. Oh, and if you can't, it's a match.
Lip upholstery.
Very
upper good. Lip upholstery.
It's not bad.
I like Dirt Squirrel is the I think it's
that's my current favorite. Yeah. But it'll all work. And then like even if you can like retweet the link and like all that. So just to get the word out there. We'll try to set a new monthly record for donations. All that stuff is very much appreciated. So thanks for getting the word out. Thanks for supporting all these years, because Davey, people have come out in support over the years for sure. They've done a great job.
Oh, they showed up and showed out for sure. And again, this is year 16.
That's crazy.
16 of this. And I was recently, because of all of you, elected into the Movember Hall of Fame.
How about that?
Yeah. I'm now a lifetime Hall of Fame member of Movember for right there. The bar for that is $25,000.
And you're so north. 16, wow.
That's awesome. And we've raised over $30,000 now.
That's incredible.
For November. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's great stuff.
Yeah. So send those in again, Twitter or Instagram. Yeah. If you're not a Twitter person and you're on Instagram, go ahead and tag it. What's the easiest way to do it? If people aren't on either one, is it just like Movember.com and then search you?
Or yeah. So the way you can, I'll put it in the chat right okay. now. But yeah, you could just search me, or like I post this thing kind of everywhere, but I'm trying to find like the URL.
Okay.
This. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like these like weird, Mo space, and it's got like a weird number on it or whatever. Okay. But I'll put it in the chat for people.
Perfect. Yeah. We'll get that out and we'll put that out as many ways as possible. Let's get to this. All right, Rye. Obviously, the TV shows are kind of winding down. We got the penultimate episode of Penguin, which we'll get into in a few moments. We have the season wrap-up of Agatha All Along, which we'll do in our very next episode. And Teacup is done as well. I've only seen 5 of the 8 episodes. All 8 episodes are out on Peacock for Teacup. Did you have a chance to scratch this itch at all?
I'm gonna rip it all this week.
Okay. All right. I liked the first 2 episodes a lot. The 5th episode, I was like, and then I was talking to Nick, our producer of the Jones and Keefe show at work the other day, and
did you just forget where you worked?
No, I was like, I don't know where I was talking about. I was like, to the location of where I was. Like,
we were specifically in our meeting room, our meeting space.
No, but he said the 5th episode was the worst episode. And I was like, okay, good, because like I didn't love the 5th episode, but if it gets better for the final 3, I'm all in on that.
Nice.
But it's a weird show. If you guys have seen Teacup, if Davey, you know what? How about this? Give it the 2 episode test, Rye. After the first 2 episodes, text me like, yeah, let's do a standalone. Or if you're not feeling it, I'm not like, I don't have to do it. So we could do something else.
Well, what could we do? What else? What's the other thing that we could do? What movies are coming out this week?
This week? I don't know what movies.
Oh, they got Wicked and no, that's next week.
I think Moana is like at the end of Thanksgiving. And then like Nosferatu is not till Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Although a couple shows, as these shows wind down, 2 more shows are going to kick off before the end of the calendar year. Next month, you're going to get Star Wars Skeleton Crew, and we got another trailer for that. And then Squid Game Season 2 comes out the day after Christmas. Skeleton Crew, we've mentioned this before, is... I don't see how there's a middle ground here. This is either going to be an awesome show, or it's going to be a dump.
Yeah, I'm the kid actors, as you know, they make us nervous. They make us a mite nervous.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids in this.
Mm-hmm. A lot of kids in this, which is a Yeah. So we'll see.
But we could do Jessica Jones season 3 if we don't do.
Where would you even find? I mean, I guess you would find that on Disney Plus now. Like, where I it's been so long. Like, I can't. I would have to rewatch that whole thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. That would probably. It's probably on Disney Plus.
Has to be, right?
Yeah, probably. Then Squid Game 2. I mean, I don't know how good it's going to be, but we'll give it a rip. The Black Phone 2 is filming right now. The sequel to Black Phone is going to be out next October. So just in time for next Dorktober, the sequel to Black Phone. What do you think of that?
I have questions.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
As in, like, wait, has it been long enough?
Yeah, you could spoil Black Phone, I think, if you want.
How can there be a sequel?
Maybe it's a prequel. Maybe the Black Phone 2 is actually a prequel.
Yeah, they tied that up pretty nicely. I don't know how they would make that into a sequel.
But. I don't know if we need it, but I did think it was pretty creepy. I thought it was a spooky mask. It was
pretty spooky.
Yeah, it was a spooky little show for sure. Ryan, let's get to this. I know it's not a video game this time, but I don't have another intro, so we'll play this anyway.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute, even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, so we got a music minute today.
That's right. So I was going to say, what do the listeners think it is? If it's not video games, what is something I'm passionate about? But I had the opportunity to, one of the things that's really cool about this path that I find myself on is that, I'm starting to get, like different firms are starting to reach out to me, to review certain concerts now.
Remember that bad boy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, this is a little bit more in depth. So thanks to my friend Romy at Big Hassle Media, who, you know, all these like management firms, like PR people will send these things out. And they're like, oh, you're invited, like RSVP to this. And rarely do like a lot of these people respond back to you, but Big Hassle Media has been really good to me, over the past couple months. And they actually let me come to a show at the House of Blues. It was, headlined by this band, Mr. Wives, who, if you've never heard them before, they're been touring for about 10 years now. They're excellent. I'll get more into that in a second. Joan, which is a personal favorite band of mine, J-O-A-N, Joan. They're fantastic. And a kind of a new band called Moody Judy, who I'll just start with them. So kind of like an electro pop outfit out of like Nashville. So they do like these really cool songs, two female lead singers, bass or guitar and drums. Really cool sound. And a really cool thing. There's one of those bands you're going to definitely hear about eventually. Mm-hmm. But then Joan came on, and they, believe it or not, Joan's been around for a long time. I think so. I started listening to them in like 2017, but they finally put out like their first like full length album. Mm-hmm. And they dropped like their first single for that.
All right.
Which they're another like a really cool, like very 80s, 90s, like R&B inspired band, out of, believe it or not, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hey, like that.
Know, not a lot of music coming out of Arkansas, but these guys absolutely rip.
Right.
And one of those bands, like a lot of music coming from three people.
Yeah.
You know, which I really appreciate. Oh yeah. Not like Green Day, but yes, in the vein of a three piece band.
Three piece. Right. Yeah,
that's right. But I got to tell you, so I was familiar with the band Mr. Wives before. And I'm here to tell you, Richard, one of my favorite things about live music, and I know you're not a fan of crowds or noise.
No.
But when you see a band live for the first time, and as good as their recorded music is, it is not anywhere nearly as good to their live performance. And that is exactly what Mr. Wives is. So this was at the House of Blues, which was kind of a smaller venue.
Yeah, I've seen a show there or two. Yep.
Yeah. And so this band, I'm telling you, and their lead singer was running up and down the stage. By the way, they were dressed as the Addams Family.
Oh, nice.
Go. So because it was the day before Thanksgiving. So Mandy Lee, who's the lead singer of Mr. Wives, dressed as Wednesday.
Perfect.
And a person who just absolutely crushes the stage. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, you know, those, they're just nonstop the entire time. Like, I like running up and jumping up and down, like interacting with the crowd. I love a singer's power stance to me is when the foot goes up on like the monitor, like at the front of the stage.
Yeah.
Like a lean out over the crowd.
Yep.
Let me do that. That's
the power stance. Let me,
as I'm doing this, this would actually be way better if I do. Hang on.
Yes.
Nope.
That's it snakes right. After this big.
If I do this. So if I share this, so you can see what I'm looking at right now.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
So that's shot by yours truly. So what the that. Fun thing about this picture is like you can actually see how tight it is in the photo pit. Mm-hmm. If I zoom in on this, like you could see like how close.
Oh, yeah. You're right
on it. All us knuckleheads, we're like on top of each other. Like yeah, the entire yeah, yeah, time. Yeah. So there's one shot for you. And then. Look at that.
That's pretty sweet. Look at this. So they,
right?
Nice. So
this is what I do, man. Like little light leaks down there. But honest to God, I mean, I just to review the concert. So they found out right before this tour was kicking off that Mr. Wives had been on tour for 10 years straight, right? Mm-hmm. Like touring nonstop, doing some like they started doing their first couple albums were on like a label that they created. So there's been like a true indie band who's just been touring their asses off for the last 10 years. And they recently announced that they're going on hiatus. So this is like their last tour for a while. Mm-hmm. And you could absolutely tell that every single bit of energy was going into this.
Yeah. Leaving it all out there as it were.
And it's a really cool band that can like play some harder stuff. And then, slow it down and then play something a little bit more poppy, but then like get right back into like the nosebleed punch in the face stuff.
Yep.
So, like this is a band you should definitely check out, and a show that was absolutely, the crowd was electric. They did a gender reveal on stage for one of their fans who'd been listening for a really long time. Yeah. It's a really cool interactive show. So if you ever get a chance, to see Mr. Wives on this tour, cause it's not going to be a while till you see them again. So, definitely go and check this out. And again, thank you again to Big Hassle Media for letting me tag along and be an idiot and run up and down the stage and take shots like this. So
yeah, nice.
Davey's Music Minute.
Davey Snaps out there breaking it down with the music. I like it. Good stuff. Let's get to this.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour time, Ryan.
You want to see more pictures?
Well, I'm glad you asked because it's the topic of the day. And today it is the penultimate episode of The Penguins season one, aka the seventh episode, just came out on Max or on HBO over the weekend. And like we've said before, we've been doing each episode breakdown. So it's all going to be spoiler full. So if you haven't seen the episode, put a pin in it, circle back to it, because we're going to dive into everything. Overall, Ryan, we've seen some very strong episodes of this series. Where did you like this episode?
I liked this episode. It was very hard to watch at some points.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the way it was headed, I was like, this might be the worst episode. And then by like the middle on, I was like, no, this is back to being like the Penguin again. Like I understood what they were doing early, but I was like, I don't know if I like the way they're doing it. Once again, you run into issues, I think, with like kid actors, or especially when you have such a strong cast, like when you go away from them for too long. Like didn't you feel like there's almost not enough like Oz, Sophia, or Vic in the first however many minutes of the episode? I'm like, that seems like a mistake because those three are like a powerhouse, but and then like, they eventually were in it.
Episode seven's a weird time to do a backstory.
Yeah.
Although I did, and again, it wasn't hard to watch because it was bad. It just made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We've discussed this at length, my immense fear of drowning.
Oh boy. Yep.
So yeah, that did not go well for me.
Well, here's my dilemma. You know me, I like the Penguin. I like Oswald Cobb. I think he is he's a fighter and he's out there to get what's his. Wasn't given anything and kind of took it all. I also think I could be wrong. I think he has like a genuine like of Vic, and sure he might be using him a little bit, but I don't know if I think he sees a little bit of himself in Vic, and you know, anyway, blah 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 blah.
I like him, and I know he's a bad guy. I know he's a real
slip the tail
piece of shit. I know he's a piece of shit. Yeah. I know he's a piece of shit, but I like him. Here's my question to you. Did he kill his brothers on purpose?
It's not that he killed his brothers or like that. It was not so much that he killed his brothers. It was the inaction when his brothers needed him in an attempt to like be the only boy in the house to like get his mother's attention fully on him. It had nothing to do with like, I don't think he outright murdered them, but he didn't exactly help them either. Like he was watching the rain the whole time.
I know. I could be wrong, and maybe people feel differently about it. I think it was one of those like, hey, they are going to have to figure this out. I want to kind of teach them a lesson in a way. Like they kind of fucked around. Like they went to a place where I couldn't get into and like, all right, screw those guys. You know what I mean? Like screw those guys. They'll come back wet. They'll learn their lesson, but then they don't. And, but yet I also don't think he was like heartbroken that they didn't make it back.
No, I, and again, as a person who's like vying for his mother's attention all the time with his two other brothers, and clearly his older brother is the favorite, the younger one's the baby, and just goes to show you again, not for nothing, but don't fuck with middle children.
Yep, the middle kids are so fucked in the head, these middle kids.
Like that's right. We have sick thoughts.
Yeah, but you also get like flashback of the mom and like what the mom was like kind of at that time and like what she was doing, and like you could see Oz was like already interested in sort of like the goings on, like what these guys in the corner were doing, you know, and like
that just how the lifestyle,
how the street worked. Like he was interested in that. And then you get back to like present time, because the way episode 6 ended was such a cliffhanger, where Sophia shows up and she sees Vic and Oz's mom dancing, and she's got the crowbar, and you're like, oh shit. And then it starts out with, I don't know, 30 years earlier or whatever it was. Right. I do like how they capture. So she doesn't kill Vic. She just knocks him out, and they take the mom, and the mom is just doesn't give a shit. Like she's just
still pissing vinegar the whole time.
Oh my God. She is a good character. And obviously like she's losing it a little bit, like whatever's going on with her, and like we saw it in previous episodes, but in this one, just like laughing at it, she's like, my son's gonna like fucking come back and like shoot you in the head. She's like, he's been like taking notes this whole time, like this guy, he's like, he's so smart. And Sophia's just like looking at her like, what the hell, like this lady like doesn't give a shit. I thought that was pretty good. Also, like a big moment in this episode, one of the biggest I guess moments probably of the series, is the Penguin kills Sal Maroney. And I think he does. Oh, I think it's kind of like anticlimactic though. It's like a weird little, like all of a sudden these two guys spin off into like a little bit of a fisticuffs. Neither guy's like a great fighter. And then the next thing you know, he's like stabbed up and he's like dying. And then he just fucking shoots him. He's dead. I mean, he's clearly dead.
Oh, he's dead. But I think there was a part of it that like Oz was pissed that he didn't actually get to kill him.
Yeah.
Like he was mad that like he had a heart attack on him and died, and he didn't get to be the one. So I think that's the point of him shooting him after the fact.
Yeah, maybe.
So he could say like, I shot him. That's how he died. Cause there's no way to prove it otherwise. Right.
And then he takes his ring too. So he can be that was so, I like that we're getting that transition now in between the Batman and now the Penguin series. So like Alberto Falcone is gone. Sal Maroney is gone. So you have Sophia, and we'll see what she does with it. And then you have the Penguin, and then that's going to open the door to all the fucking crazies too. Like all the rogues gallery, if you will.
Well, someone just said on Twitter, and I saw it right before I came on, and it's actually a really good point. So there's a huge explosion in the tunnel at the end of this, episode.
Right? Yeah, Sophia sends a bomb in there.
It looks like Oz's mom maybe is in the back of the car, but it's not. It winds up being a bomb. Bomb goes off. Does this take away from the Batman character we've established with the Matt Reeves universe if he doesn't show up?
Oh, good point. Yeah, because that was a pretty significant explosion.
Yes. And not to mention, and I read that. It's like, it kind of hurts the Batman character if he doesn't intervene with this at some point. And I get it. It's not his show. It's Oz's show. We get it.
No.
But the other thing that I was thinking about, and I watched the first 30 minutes of the movie just to confirm, he's down there too. Like, forget the Batcave is actually in Wayne Terminal in that abandoned like train station.
Mm.
So he's in those tunnels too.
Yeah, he's got to show up, or
he has to.
There's only one episode left, so you at least have to get reference to him, or you at least have to see the bat signal or like something, right? Like, I would think, based off of these events, you're right. It's a good point. Like, it's a big enough ripple effect where, like, all right, Batman's got to be on this. And it was just however long after all the explosions and all the fucking destruction that the Riddler caused.
So you could say, even if it's like a couple weeks or even like a month, like maybe he's resting and just like tending to some injuries. But at this point, like, he kind of has to show up.
Well, it's funny. I mean, they got 1 hour basically left, and then we have to wait another like full year a year and a half maybe for the Batman 2. And I wonder how much time I'm not gonna say waste, because I love this show, but you know what I mean? Like, are they gonna be focused so much on like new villains and stuff, or like how much of this story is gonna be in the movie even?
Well, I think, you know, you have this drug on the street now, where they call it Bliss.
Yep, Bliss.
Which, no matter how this shakes out, I mean, I think you have Oz being at the center of this entire, because now, like you said, the Maronis and Falcones are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Falcones. So that leaves a void there. And I love the idea of the Penguin being like this underground kingpin.
Yeah.
Who doesn't really do any of his own fighting, because he can't.
Nope, that's not his thing. It's not his thing. Yeah. Also, he definitely could have saved some of the guys. Like, he's sitting there and he's on the phone with Sophia, and he looks down and he sees that there's this thing just like counting down, and he like stays on the phone for a minute, and then he like runs off and doesn't really say anything, and then he like tucks his way into a thing and basically saves himself. Like, 90% of his men have to be just absolutely smoked out of there.
Oh yeah. And like, all you had to say was like, run.
Like, I would have led with,
I would have been like, fuck, like, F, yeah. Run.
There's a bomb in here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
And, you know, all you had to say.
Not so many words. Maybe you save a couple more guys. Maybe you get a couple more, you know, lieutenants with you when the dust settles.
Right. But I mean, that speaks to his care. He will do anything to preserve himself.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about it. Yeah. Which is strange with like Vic and his mom. Like, it's strange that he cares that much about them when he doesn't really care about anybody else.
You also get a scene with Sophia and her, I guess it's her cousin, right? That's the, like,
yeah,
it's not her niece. I think it's actually her cousin, but
right.
Gia. And cause you get
this was hard to watch too.
This is tough, dude. And like, she thought she was doing the right thing, and she like saves her. But now she's basically in like, not an asylum, but basically like a orphanage or whatever. And
no, I was good. But they talked about in the after show, the writers were talking about like, they wanted it to look, because she has that like little flashback.
Arkham. Yeah, it looks like Arkham.
It's supposed to.
Yeah.
And so the idea that like, and to get what she wanted, like Gia, she turned Gia into her, and that deeply like affected her. And she even says like, I left one institution for another.
Mm-hmm.
And so this sucks for Gia first and foremost, but it also sucks for Miss Gigante, because now like, she's doing all the bad things that people did to her.
I know. And she's like, cause you're wondering, like, I'm like, what did she see? And then she like told somebody, she's like, I saw like a mask in your bag, like a gas mask in your bag. And she's like, oh shit. And then like, Dr. Julian Rush is like, well, she's going to be like a problem. It's like, no, I don't know, man. And so she's dealing with that. All right. So the final episode next week, does Sophia survive?
She has to.
See, I say,
I don't know
yes
how much.
I was going to say, I think there's room for more than one crime boss or whatever, and I think she can be involved. She can still be at odds with Penguin, and then Batman can have to deal with both of it. I would, wouldn't you love to see a Sophia and like Bruce Wayne scene or a Sophia and Batman scene?
Oh, wouldn't that be incredible?
She needs to be on the screen with him at least once.
Or
I'd rather see as Bruce Wayne. Like, I'd rather see it in like that social kind of status.
Yeah, because there is a scene I did see, like you saw, and it was like a behind the scenes photo too. You saw Oz in like the top hat with the umbrella.
Yep.
They actually show him in that. So I wonder if there's like this event that they both attend and Bruce Wayne is there. Because mm-hmm. that's the way you do, like you said, that's genius, because like you don't put Batman's not in it, but Bruce Wayne is. And I would love to see like Bruce Wayne kind of like you see him kind of playing the role of Bruce Wayne now and ditch like the brooding recluse. And he's already starting to come out more now.
Well, this would be good. This would be a really good
couple like trying to.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
This is a great question too, Josh in the chat. Is there is this the last we see of Gia, or does she resurface later as like a future villain or even hero? I mean, she could really be like, does she come back, or do you think she we're done with her?
I think she could come back.
So do I. I think it all depends on how long they keep this thing going, but especially if they take 2 years in between each movie, or like 2 or 3 years in between, and they do like a little time jump. You could bring her back where she's like in her 20s and is like out for revenge and like,
hear me out.
Yep.
Make a good Robin.
She could be a Robin. She fits a lot of the criteria for a Robin.
You got a chip on her shoulder, orphan.
Yep.
You know, got a debt to settle. So uh-huh. Could be a pretty good Robin.
That would not be a bad Robin.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yeah, I'd watch.
And again, we're off script. We can do whatever, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not connected to any universe. This is the Reeves averse. I don't know how many movies he said he even wants to do or whatever, but the fact that they did the show, and it's funny, this show, isn't it kind of similar to, I was talking about this during the live stream with DJ, how the Penguin and Agatha were both like supporting characters on like a good show or movie, and then they both announced that they were going to have shows, and you're like, I guess, like, I don't really know if you need it. And then, like, I mean, this is better, but like, they're both really good. And they're like, okay, all right, there you go. I'm in. A Penguin show, 8 episodes of the Penguin. That's great. Love
it. Now, could they do, what would be great is if they take some of the Rogues Gallery and like whatever happens in the next Batman movie. Like, I would love to see a Zoe Kravitz Catwoman series. Yeah. I would love to see a Hugo Strange series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you imagine like an Arkham Asylum show? Where it's like case studies on like different inmates.
Yeah, that would actually be, I think if they did it right, that's where you get like Dr. Harleen Quinzel, like kind of not as Harley Quinn. And then you have like Hugo Strange. Maybe you can even get like Scarecrow involved, like all those guys kind of working through it. And then like, that would be the ultimate show, whereas like one episode is Mr. Freeze, one episode's Joker, one episode's Clayface, like just go on down the line. That'd be sick.
That'd be sick. And but you got to ground it. So it's got to be, it's got to be people who like, how good would like a Professor Pig episode be?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, you could do Professor Pig. You could do like Firefly. Or you like could
Victor
do
Victor Zsasz.
Victor Zsasz, who might already be Victor,
in the show. He might even be in the show. Yeah.
might just be him. I like it.
Well, so basically, yeah, Josh in the chat, did I just pitch? Yes, I did.
Mindhunters, but Arkham.
Yeah, yes. But also like it's also like what's the show? What was the show with Steve Carell and Donald Gleason when he was like the serial killer?
Oh, that show started so great and then it sucked. What was the name
patient?
Of that?
It was like The Patient or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
But like it's basically like a doctor, whether it's Hugo Strange, whoever, or even like what's the Theo Rossi's character? Like
Julian Rush.
Julian Rush, like just sitting and talking with these and like, mm-hmm. and like they do cutaways and they could show like little, they start telling a story and they can cut away to the actual story. But like mm-hmm. where these people come from, and you could tie it all back to like the phenomenon could be like, it's relatively the same date. We got Batman. We got these guys.
Yeah. That'd be great.
And like, why?
So good. And then, like, yeah, being like, hey, we were a lot better off when it was the Maronis and the Falcons. Like, at least we could kind of contain that. Like, this is insane. Yeah.
And then it could be whoever the doctor is. Like, it could be Jonathan Crane. It could be Julian Rutt. It could be Hugo Strange. It could be Harley Quinn. Like, you'd have a rotating cast of doctors who they themselves start to go crazy.
Yep. I love it. And then any excuse to get Barry. How do you say, is it Barry Keogh? Or how do you say
Keown.
Keown. Any excuse to get Barry Keoghan Joker again would be fucking awesome too.
Well, he would be like the last episode, right?
Yeah. Oh, you would end with him. And even then he'd be in it for like 10 minutes. Like you don't want to go overboard. You just want to like treat him like Hannibal Lecter kind of and like leave it to the end. But okay, yeah.
So I
can't wait.
What if at the end, Sophia goes back into the can and she meets the Joker?
Yeah, I'd be good with that.
Who the real enemy is. It's not even Oz anymore.
Well, because the way they teased, like they set it up like she was the hangman, and obviously she's not the hangman, but I feel like she deserves some kind of, like she should morph into some sort of like named villain, but maybe not. Like, maybe you just keep her in like the crime boss part, because there'll be plenty of other masked villains that you can get to.
Right.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
And you don't want to put a mask on that face with her big eyes. Leave her be. Big,
crazy eyes, yeah.
I love it. Yeah, so next week we will conclude the Penguin, which I gotta say, outside of just like a disaster finale, it's show of the year nominee on
gotta
my
be.
End. Yeah, it's been good. Anything so else? Good. Anything else, Penguin? Before we move on to the next episode,
this is gonna be good. And I should just like show up in Hollywood and just start pitching shows.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
but we got a lot of ideas. Here's some shows.
I got so many good ideas and no one listens to me.
Do my ideas, please. Please.
It's the middle child thing again.
Yep. There's no shaking that.
Yeah.
No shaking it. All right. Well, let us know what you guys think of the Penguin thus far. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast. You can email us long form dorkpodcast@gmail.com. I'll read a couple of those to start the next episode, and those can obviously be about the topic or whatever else, and try to answer some of those. So that'll do it for episode 7 of the Penguin. Of course, next week episode 8 and maybe Teacup. But coming up next, if you're watching on YouTube right now, jump over to the other link, and if you're just listening on your pod, it's either available now or maybe in the next day. It'll be Agatha All Along, the latest Disney Plus MCU show. But Davey, in the meantime, promise me a million times over, you'll never do another rule.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to promise you that.